Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are inside the Quicken Loans studios, and already we have had a ton of NBA playoff coverage. Right now, we're going to shift gears. We're going to dive into some NFL news and notes and highlight the 2016 draft. Always pride ourselves right here at YSR with delivering the very best in sports. It is so great to have back with us in the saddle, ESPN's Freddie Coleman. How are you, Freddie?
I'm doing good, Miss E. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's always so good to hear your voice. And we are ready to start off our conversation tonight with one of the biggest topics trending this week. Of course, is Eagles quarterback Sam Bradford demands to be traded. Freddie, has Sam earned the right to demand a trade?
Oh, God, no, because two reasons for that. Number one, if you're going to demand a trade after being signed to a contract that guarantees you $22 million, I didn't hear Sam Bradford saying, I want to be traded, but I'm going to give back the signing money that you signed me to. I haven't heard one thing out of him when it comes to that, number one. And number two, if you're Sam Bradford, where you've been in the league 6 years, and a lot of people still wonder if you're ever going to be the quarterback that was taken number one overall by the then St. Louis Rams, where you got a $50 million signing bonus, people still have questions about you, if you're going to stay healthy, if you're going to be a guy that people rally around. I think the best thing for him would be, you know what, I know you're going to draft a quarterback, you've taken a quarterback, and what I'm going to do is go out there and compete because I still believe I'm going to be the guy. And even though I'm not the future, I'm going to make this the best present I can be and the best present I can have. So my future with somebody else is going to be solid and on better footing than it is right now.
As you were just talking about, I mean, Sam signs this two-year deal back in March, and it appears, it really gave him a legitimate chance to be the team's franchise quarterback. I guess I'm a bit confused on why he is so upset, and it seems like he's pouting. I mean, Eagles are, as you're saying, they're just doing their business. They're doing their job.
Well, if you're Sam Bradford, if you felt that you were able to erase a lot of doubts about you by the 2 years you played in Philadelphia, and he's played pretty well considering that a lot of people did not think he was going to last the season or that he was not going to play any games for Philadelphia. So you were able to kind of overcome that doubt process a little bit. But you can't go out there, if you're Sam Bradford, and complain about this, complain about that, when the Eagles gave you $22 million in guaranteed money over a two-year contract. And that's why it comes across as being immature. And I don't think his agent, Tom Condon, helped him at all by going on Sirius XM NFL radio.
Right.
And, Sam Bradford just wants to compete, and he's been in the league 6 years. If anything, the agent sounded more like a whiner than the client he's supposed to represent. So Sam Bradford better realize this. Philadelphia is not going to trade him. They did not give him that guaranteed money to let him get that money and go and play for somebody else. He's not going to be here next year, but there's no way they're trading him this year. He better go out there, be a part of the OTAs, the organized team activities, get ready for the season, win that job, be ready, and then set up his future with somebody else.
ESPN's Freddie Coleman is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview at podcastarena.com. Click on the YSR tab. So as we dive deep into Sam Bradford, how do you repair this relationship? I mean, how do you restore trust between Bradford and the Eagles?
I don't think it's all about that, to be honest with you, because if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you're thinking about the future of your organization and hurt feelings. He's going to have to get over that because they all clearly know that he's not the future unless their quarterback is not going to be there in terms of maybe something happens, maybe he's not the right guy, whatever that is. But they clearly know that Sam Bradford is going to be part of the present for this season. He's not part of the future. So you're Sam Bradford. You have to get past that because the Eagles made a business decision, just like Sam Bradford made a business decision to take the two-year deal with $22 million in guaranteed money to stay with the Philadelphia Eagles. He could have gone somewhere else. He decided not to. Now, if he believes that he was deceived, if he believes that he got played by the Philadelphia Eagles, look, what's the old line from the movie New Jack City with Nino Brown? Business be never personal. But Sam Bradford to take this personal, especially in the NFL, made absolutely no sense to me. He's going to have to get over this because his future is on the line. If he continues to pout, if he continues to mope, if he continues to have that face where he has that hangdog look, that's not only not helping him with the Eagles, but it's not going to help him with anybody else that may think about taking a chance on him.
Okay, so what's your belief? I mean, how should the Eagles have approached with building their team?
If you believe that the quarterback you're going to take is a franchise quarterback that is going to be the face of your franchise, and you traded away all those picks to get that guy, you have to think about that for the future of your organization, because I wouldn't trust Sam Bradford either. I don't know what kind of quarterback he's going to be. I don't know if he's ever going to be the quarterback that we thought we were going to see when he came out of Oklahoma, and a lot of people thought he could be that next great quarterback. They were hoping for Andrew Luck, but now they need Luck to be on their side, especially Sam Bradford. So I don't blame the Philadelphia Eagles for trying to make their team better. I also believe this was Howie Roseman's way of getting out of the dunce corner where he was put there last year when Chip Kelly took over this organization and they gave him the keys to the kingdom. Now he's back in charge again. He has a chance to be in front of the class and show everybody that he knew what he was doing and that the Eagles made a mistake by demoting him and elevating Chip Kelly. So Howie Roseman is making a statement that I know what's best for this football team. I'm going to make sure that we're going to be set up at quarterback for this football team, and I'm going to make sure that's going to happen. So you have to realize that the NFL is the national fluid league. Mm-hmm. Everything can change at a moment's notice, whether it's good or whether it's bad. And any player should know that, especially somebody who's gone through so much in his career like Sam Bradford.
You know, Sam Bradford, 6 years in the league, as you were talking about, expectations were obviously very high when he came out of Oklahoma. He has been injury prone. He's been hurt. I mean, is your ultimate belief, though, that he can be a franchise changer? I mean, we look at his statistics, 78 touchdowns, 52 interceptions, and 24 fumbles.
Here's why I don't believe he's ever going to be that franchise changer. You mentioned the numbers, 78 touchdown passes. Sam Bradford has made $78 million his career. So he's got $1 million for each touchdown pass that he has thrown in the National Football League.
It's crazy.
That's not screaming franchise changer if we bring this quarterback to our team. Can Sam Bradford be a nice quarterback? Yes. Can he help your team win in the playoffs? Well, you better make sure you have the philosophy that the Denver Broncos had last year with an aging Peyton Manning. Rely on your running game, play outstanding defense, don't make big mistakes, and when things get tight in the fourth quarter, you hope your quarterback can find a way to win the game. That's how Sam Bradford is going to have to be effective, whatever team he goes to, because when we talk about elite quarterbacks, you have to game plan against them. When you play against Aaron Rodgers of Green Bay, you have to game plan. Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers, Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints. You have to game plan against those guys. Teams aren't game planning against Sam Bradford because they know he's a nice quarterback, but they don't have any worry that that quarterback will be able to beat them, especially when things get crucial.
Oh, he's always one of our favorites, Freddie Coleman of ESPN, who is joining us tonight inside the Quicken Loans studios at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, Freddie, we're going to move ahead. Tom Brady, the reinstatement of his 4-game Deflategate suspension. Your reaction to the news? Okay, bring it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll strap on the seatbelt. Okay.
You know, I think that's my reaction right there, because here's the deal with this. You knew the NFL was not going to back off of this. They were determined that they were going to make Tom Brady pay for what they felt was another case of a team like the New England Patriots flaunting the rules. So we had that feeling they were not just going to let this go away when it got overturned. But here's something else that people have to remember, that if you want to be on the side of Tom Brady, I hear that, but remember this. The players, when the lockout happened in 2011, you wanted to get paid, you wanted more money, and you ceded power to Roger Goodell to be judge and jury in matters like this. This is what you signed off as an NFL player, part of the NFL Players Association, led by your leader, Demora Smith. So to now complain about the process, to now say, well, Roger Goodell has too much power, well, wait a minute. When you had a chance to speak up and say, yeah, we want to get paid, but you can't be judge and jury anymore. The players had a chance to do that, but they wanted better health, they wanted better security, they wanted better wellness, and they wanted better money. They were willing to make that trade for Roger Goodell to be judge and jury. And I thought Jeff Saturday, who at that time played with the Indianapolis Colts, he was one of the major player reps. He now works for ESPN. He even said guys were willing to do this because we're not talking about 2,000 guys going in front of Roger Goodell. We're talking about 10 to 20 players at the most, and we're willing to make that trade to let him make those kind of decisions. So now, 4 or 5 years later, if you're Tom Brady, if you're anybody else, now you're complaining about Roger Goodell being in charge of player discipline. You had a chance to speak up about that back in 2011, but you decided not to. You made that trade-off. So I don't want to hear anybody's combat stories when it comes to that now, whether it's Tom Brady or supporters of Tom Brady or anybody else. The commissioner felt that he did something wrong. And do I like the process he went about it? No. But he's in charge of these things. The players decided that was going to be the case. So this is no time to go back on that and try to overturn what you signed off on back in 2011.
The NFL News and Notes conversation continues with ESPN's Freddie Coleman after this quick timeout.